Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The perfection of the universe. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Psalm chapter 19, verse 1. I find it somewhat ironic that the scientists who study our universe and constantly tell us how perfectly everything works are the same men and women who claim that God is non-existent. To look at the absolute intricacy of the universe, to ponder how everything works together just so, to study how the massive and the microscopic coordinate activities to create perfect balance, these things all seem to show the glory of God and the work of his hands. How absolutely ludicrous to think that something so perfectly formed came about by accident. In fact, C.S. Lewis wrote this, "If the solar system was brought about by an accidental collision, then the appearance of organic life on this planet was also an accident, and the whole evolution of man was an accident too. If so, then all our present thoughts are mere accidents, the accidental byproduct of the movement of atoms. And this holds for the thoughts of the materialists and astronomers, as well as for anyone else's. But if their thoughts, i.e. of materialism and astronomy, are merely accidental byproducts, why should we believe them to be true? I see no reason for believing that one accident should be able to give me a correct account of all the other accidents. It's like expecting that the accidental shape taken by the splash when you upset a milk jug should give you a correct account of how the jug was made and why it was upset." Close quote. I have already written about God's big hands, but also consider God's amazing and perfect creation. Consider gravity. If the force or pull of gravity were to change by 1/4%, the universe would cease to function the way it does now. Consider electromagnetism. Neutrons are 1.001 times the mass of the proton. If this weren't so, all protons would decay into neutrons. Positive electromagnetism would be gone, leaving only negative. Again, the universe would cease to function as it does now. The more I study our universe, the more praise I give to our Creator. His wisdom created this amazing world in which we live, and all of his creation is joining together in constant praise. I don't know about you, but I choose to join creation in its praise of our Creator.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.